Tomorrow is the deadline to sign up for health insurance under open enrollment on Vermont Health Connect, the state-run health insurance exchange. Nationally, the number of people signing up on the federal exchange appears to be lagging behind previous years. So what's the situation here in Vermont? To answer that, I'm joined now by Sean Sheehan, the Deputy Director of the Department of Vermont Health Access. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Henry. Great to be here.
Yeah, so how many residents do you know have signed up for insurance on Vermont Health Connect so far this year, and how does that compare to recent years?
Well, this year, we're still sorting through the numbers, and it's a little hard to tell since a lot of people who don't qualify for financial help can enroll directly with MVP Healthcare or Blue Cross and have that single point of contact. And this year, because of some complex policy changes, there's even more reasons for those unsubsidized people to sign up. So we'll have to compare all of our numbers together with Blue Cross and MVP on the direct enrolls. But all in all, we expect enrollment to be pretty stable, about 34,000 Vermonters in the individual market, which is about where we've been the last couple of years.
Well, since the headline nationally is that signups are lagging behind recent years, is there a reason that Vermont may be an exception to that?
I think there's a couple reasons, and I think the biggest piece is that Vermonters, everyone from our hospitals and health clinics, all of our assisters, we have 300 assisters working in communities across the state, right down to individuals in their neighborhoods. Vermonters are really community oriented and really looking at helping out neighbors, reminding them if they know that they don't have health coverage, helping them know about the deadlines to sign up and how to do so. And this year, because of a lot of the complex federal policy changes, most people who don't have health insurance are actually finding out that they can get a health plan for far less money than they could at any point in the last 5 years.
Well, for someone signing up in this final day, can you guarantee that their application for insurance will be processed in time for coverage to kick in on the first of the new year?
Yeah, Vermont Health Connect is committed to working with people to get them into the plan they want for January 1st. And I'm glad you brought that up, because with these changes and with the additional financial help available, there are very long lines on the phone. So first and foremost, I would say if people can sign up online, go to vermonthealthconnect.gov. They can do two things there. They can go first get an idea by looking at our plan comparison tool about what each plan would cost somebody with their income. And then if they want to sign up online, they can do so. And if people do want to call or have questions, certainly we're happy to talk to them. And we are open this evening till 8 p.m. And then tomorrow on Saturday, we'll also be open from 8 to 5. If the lines are quite long, they will offer the opportunity for a callback, let people know how long they are. But if people don't have time to wait, or if they can't get through tomorrow, definitely call next week on Monday, Tuesday. Mondays are always busy, so Tuesday would be a great day to call. And if you call next week, say you tried to get through at the deadline and weren't, we'll absolutely help you get into the plan you need in time for January 1st.
Sean Sheehan is the Deputy Director of the Department of Vermont Health Access. The deadline to sign up for insurance during open enrollment is tomorrow, December 15th. Sean, thanks for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Henry.